This is The Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Welcome back to after another glorious weekend, especially if you're an Arsenal fan. I cannot believe what I witnessed when it came to the football this weekend. Absolute scenes. Starting with, on Saturday, I watched Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest. Liverpool at Anfield. The almighty Liverpool, the Arnie Slot Liverpool, take on Nottingham Forest, who, by the way, haven't started the season great at all. Ended up winning that game 3-0. 3-0, whitewash, past the pad settings in their own backyard. Unbelievable. What a game that was to watch. I could not believe what I was seeing. The destruction of Liverpool FC. Them falling apart. I saw Virgil giving that all famous look at his defenders, looking around him, thinking, what's going on here? Ah, it was absolute scenes. A 3-0 demolishment by Nottingham Forest. And to then follow that, Newcastle versus Man City. Now, I have to mention the big games, of course, and obviously being an Arsenal fan, these are the ones that obviously affect the title race. And I saw Newcastle versus Man City thinking, this might be a tough game. I've been to St. James's Park many a times. I know how difficult it is to get a result there. So I thought, City, after international break, could they struggle? Pep saying the season starts now. And they started with a loss, a 2-1 defeat to Man City. Newcastle, incredible. Harvey Barnes, by the way, they thoroughly deserved more than 2-1. They were all over Man City. Harvey Barnes had a plethora of chances and it only ended up being 2-1. Hats off to Newcastle. And you won't hear me say that much throughout the season. And then to the finale, the big one. Of course, there was many other games, but like I mentioned, you know who I am. You know me as an Arsenal fan. I have to discuss the big game of the weekend, the Super Sunday, the easy lag Sunday afternoon. The North London derby, the most entertaining derby, I believe, in the country. Arsenal versus Tottenham at the Emirates Stadium. A 4-1 victory to Arsenal Football Club, the Arsenal. Their North London neighbours came with, I must admit, some injuries, as did Arsenal. They had players out. We had not a makeshift back line, but a different back line. We saw Incapié start in a North London derby's first North London derby, of course. Eze in his first North London derby bagging a hat-trick. Trossard with the swivel and the shot. Mikel Merino with an amazing pass for the first goal, got the Gunners underway. Before we even get into what we saw, sorry, the TTFO, they named it on a media station. I don't need to mention, but they named it the TTFO because Thierry was on there. But that wasn't the main person on that TFO, let me tell you that. I knew about the plans about this TFO before. I had inside word about this. And the main person on that TFO was the double winner, Sol Campbell. Of course, in a North London derby, we saw an amazing, the best TFO actually I think I've seen. I think it actually might be the best TFO I've seen at Arsenal. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but that's the best one I've seen. Obviously, the one I remember is one we got laughed at, we got mocked for. I know I'm supposed to be a little bit impartial here as a radio host, but the one I saw in the Champions League with just a cannon, that was an embarrassment. It was embarrassing. And for a man like Mikel Arteta, looks at every fine detail when it comes to fans, to the training ground, to the arrival of players, their lifestyles outside of football, how they conduct themselves 24-7. I was so disappointed in that TFO in the Champions League, but the one that we saw in the North London derby was sensational stuff. And it got the players and the team and the fans right up for the game. And it showed. Like I mentioned, Mikel Merino with the pass, Trossard with the early goal, kicked things off to then follow up Eberechi Eze. There's no words. Let it all work out is all I see across the Arsenal social media world right now. Let it all work out. And then let me tell you, it worked out. It really has worked out. From scoring against his old club, Crystal Palace, and getting the winner there, to then scoring a hat-trick, which he said this is what he prayed for, he wished for. He done it. Got the hat-trick, an unbelievable hat-trick. Eberechi Eze couldn't even hold his excitement in. What a win. Arsenal sits comfortably top of the Premier League. And it's been an amazing weekend. Now let's get into it. I'm not here to just talk about the weekend's football. We've got some special guests, and this is what this show's about. We talk about football, of course, but the special guests that I've got with me, Anton Ferdinand and Jordan Antonio, my good friends.
You both started actually at West Ham's under-18s. You usually came through West Ham and started there as well. Just what was it like there? Let's talk, obviously, scholar years, YTS, I guess, is back in what they used to call it, but yeah. Scholar days. Nowadays, it's scholar days. What was your time like, both of you, or start of you, Jordan, just at West Ham Academy, and has it changed? I know you go back to the club now and still do a bit of work with them as well. Actually, you do as well, Anton, so you both do it. Have you seen the change from when you was a YTS player or a scholar player to what they are nowadays in the academies?
It looks a lot nicer, to be honest. Like, you know what I mean? I see the food there, the chef cooking up as well, you know? Thinking, I never had those, you know, those variations when I was there, you know?
Variations.
Do you remember Adam, the chef?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he there when you were there, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he still there, yeah?
No, I think he pops in and out. He's not a full-time chef.
Oh, okay, yeah. So obviously Adam, he was just in a little, you know, cabin type of thing in Chadwell Heath. And then you obviously got to wait for like the first team players to eat first. And then when I came to the club, like Sam Allardyce was in charge. So it's kind of like when you go into the room, you're looking around, you're thinking, I don't really want to look greedy here, getting up. And, you know, he ain't finished his second plate. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, times obviously probably changed, because when I went back, I see, you know, the boys there, they're having a lot of fun. And yeah, it's a big kind of training ground. I think Rush Green,
yeah.
I think they are. Yeah, so I think it looks different. I know the people when I was there, you know, they were probably there when Anton was there, like Paul Heffer, Tony Carr. And kind of when you probably take that court out, then maybe it starts to get a little bit different, like the feel of the club, you know. I think every club you're a part of, the reason why you kind of, you know, associate certain values with that club is because those people have carried that throughout their history of the club. So I can't speak on that side of things, but I could just say the look of everything, just looks a bit more modern.
Anton, for you, like, is there much change? Because I go into clubs week in, week out, and I see, like, they've got rid of young players cleaning boots to the first team players, which I think was... It annoys me they've got rid of that, because that's a good way to connect with the first team. When you get brought up to train with the first team, you've got someone who you relate to, and then Christmas bonuses is always nice. I know they don't do any of that anymore. Like, does it feel like it's going in the right direction from what you've seen from when you was in the academy to now?
Not in my opinion, I don't think. I think people talk about the they call, like, what do they call it when they're doing jobs but they're young and shouldn't be doing the job? It's some type of abuse that they
child labour.
Child labour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, that's part and parcel of your upbringing in football.
Agreed.
Because the facts of the matter is, this is one sport where it's unforgiving. You know, we're trying to create young players to go and play in front of 6,500 people at the Olympic Stadium, where every person that I see them's got their opinion. All their opinions are different, and they all think their opinion matters, and they don't mind voicing it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to create somebody for that. You know, you have to be robust, you have to be mentally strong. And sometimes having to clean boots and making sure you're accountable for them, that person's boots, who it needs to be done a certain way.
Yeah, and, got to be dry enough
and stuff. That type of accountability is sometimes needed.
Facts.
You know, and I think you made a good point. That's the best way to interact with first team players. When I was there cleaning boots, you know, I'm interacting with first team players.
Some names?
I cleaned the Canios. I cleaned Glenn Roders, who's the manager who gave him my debut.
See all these little things,
you know,
there,
for me, it was more like I got to speak to them.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I got to speak to them. And as you said, Christmas time coming around, man was on £70 a week back then. Yeah. I think now it's like 150 quid a week or something.
I was on 80. And then
70 quid back then.
It stayed
the
same when I was there then. Scholar was like 150, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mine was 80 to 100, and then second 100. And then
I was on that money, which is good money for a 16, 17-year-old. It's great money. But when that Christmas time coming around, and you made sure you done them boots were done properly, because you knew you could get a little £500 or something from one of the pros.
Sign non-bonus.
Like, it's mental.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy.
But the biggest thing was, I was able to ask Paolo Di Canio questions about the career, about what got you there? How did you do it? Whereas now, I think they're so far apart from each other. You know, West Ham are in two different training grounds. You know, the youth team ain't in the same training ground as the first team.
Yeah, I think that's...
You know, and the 23s are in the same areas, complex.
Yeah.
But they're not. But the youth team ain't. But the youth team need it more, I think.
Agreed.
You know, that grounding. I think now, like Jordan said, you go into to Chadwell Heath and the building's different. Like, everything's prim and proper. When we were there, like, it was lovely compared to what I was used to in Peckham. It was lovely. But when you go into, like, other places, like, you go Leicester, you go like, Man City, you go to these, you go to Tottenham, they're unbelievable. Yeah. Like, the fall from grace for kids when they come out of there is so, so big that it could be detrimental. And I think that's the biggest thing that I see now is when kids are let go, they have to leave luxury.
Behind, yeah, facts.
They're leaving luxury.
It is luxury.
And the only thing that should be luxury is when you're in the first team.
Yeah, nowadays, you're right. It goes through all
50 games
through.
In.
Exactly. But you got to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to clean boots no more. I didn't want to do it. But I knew the only way not to do it was to get in the first team. It's a driver.
Yeah.
It's another driver. I don't want to clean the dressing room. I don't want to clean boots.
Yeah.
How do you not do that as quick as possible?
Work to get to the first
team. You work to get in the first team. I'll train with the first team within 4 months of leaving school.
Yeah. No.
But I didn't stop doing boots and that until the following season. So I was training with the first team, still doing boots. I was training with the first team, tidying up after training.
Yeah.
Like, and now I watch kids, the last 5-6 years of my career, I watched kids come over to the first team environment. It wasn't that they weren't physically good enough. It wasn't that they wasn't technically good enough, but mentally they weren't ready.
Yeah.
But then also, after training, I'm watching them walk off the pitch. I'm going, bro, like, and I'm tidying up. And I'm in my 30s because it was ingrained in me.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, then where are you going? Oh, we're finished. I said, yeah, the first team we finished. You got to tidy up, bro.
Facts.
Come on.
That's how it should be.
That's how I think it should be. VAR, you serious
on FUBAR Radio? Right, listen, we've got to get into, again, some of the, you know, compare the careers and your pathways. Jordan, you played in many different places. I mean, you left Barnet to go to Czech Republic for a year. Then spent a large part of your career, obviously, in Canada as well, which we're going to talk about because I would love to know the level and the standard in Canada. But all these places, Czech Republic, young age, obviously being black as well, you know, all three of us are black here. What was that like going to Czech Republic and why did you decide to make that move? Because we know footballers, sometimes money talks, but was that the reason? Was there a want from the club for you to sign that you thought, you know what, this seems like this could push me back into the path I want to go to? What was the main reason you started to go around?
Yeah, I think for the first time in my, whatever you want to call it, young career, I think I had like kind of rejection where it was like, oh, like I'm going into a club, maybe I'll go on trial, whatever. Even a couple of clubs I went into, like score a few goals in friendlies and then they'll be like, oh, just not for us type of thing. So I was like, rah, like England's not really, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I got to go out there. I was obviously, before that I was playing in Germany.
Yeah.
Obviously before that I was at West Ham, got bought by West Ham from Arsenal, and then, you know, like having that journey, especially
come to a proper club.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna bite.
having that journey as like the, like I always came up as like the, for my age, I was the boy. But then when you kind of face reality and like it's a bit of hardship for the first time, it's like raw, like how am I kind of here? Like I need to kind of find something, land on my feet somehow. And it was kind of just throwing things to the wall, like, and hoping it sticks. And I think that was a point in my time where I just needed to play football. I think I wasn't playing for 6 months because I went to Barnet.
Yeah.
And I signed in like, I think maybe like the January window. Again, things that need to get sorted out, like international clearance. So I signed, couldn't play international because of international clearance. Then I had a baby. Had to go back to Germany. My son was born in Germany. And then I was in the airport. And then I go on Twitter and I just see managers got sacked. The managers that signed me. And I hadn't played a game at this point.
At the Czech Republic?
No, but at Barnet.
At Barnet.
So that was my opportunity because they were in League Two at the time, even though they were like battling, fighting relegation and whatnot. But I was looking at the team thinking, I can get in here, you know? And I was obviously training every day and stuff like that. even travelled a couple of times, you know, to games and was in the, like, in the stands or whatever. But yeah, then after that, you know, when you hear that news, the new manager had a meeting with him, Martin Allen.
Mad dog.
Yeah, he's come in. Never seen me play before. He's come in, and we all having meetings. And at Barnet, we had like quite a big squad for League Two. And then he just sat me down. It was quick. Just looked at me. He's just too young, not enough experience. You know, in the league, I'm gonna go with the experience to try to stay in the league. And that's when, you know, I had to ultimatum. Do I stay there? Kind of. Until the end of the season, not play, or try to get some game time. And I was just trying to, you know, go other places like non-league and stuff, and it just didn't work out. And then ended up going to Czech Republic.
What was it like living there? There and Iceland, I want to know about. What was like, yeah, just integrating into that?
Iceland's nice. Like, obviously, you got to get used to the, you know, the sky, you know. In the summer, it's light all day, yeah?
Yeah.
And in the winter, it's dark all day. So a lot of people like they do battle with like their mental health there and stuff like that. And you know, Icelandic people are very within themselves, very shy people. So that was like a thing to get used to as well. Like I like to be a little bit bubbly sometimes, yeah. Especially at football. Like it's your time, it's your piece, isn't it, to get away from, you know, the real world. And obviously there, everyone's a bit sheltered and everything like that. So I had to get used to that.
So no, after big wins, going out, putting money down the table, there's not no scene like that?
Nah.
My generation was the last generation, I think.
Do you think, yeah?
Going out, after a win.
And enjoying West, yeah.
When I was young, like, obviously, youth team days and that, like, yeah, of course, like, I was on the, like, the cusp of what you're talking about, you know what I mean? But I don't know if it still happens, to be fair. Like that team camaraderie that you're talking about, innit? Like that Christmas do, you know what I mean? Like I got a few stories about Christmas do's and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So nah, there was none of that. And I think that is the ultimate thing in a dressing room, that, listen, I played in teams where like we're playing shit.
Mm.
And after a night out, we just start picking up some wins. It's like, what's going on here?
You know, used to do fancy dress just because it was a Tuesday, bruv.
Tuesday,
just
fancy
dress.
Just because
it was Tuesday.
I'd be out.
Out. We playing Saturday. My West Ham team, I swear to you, yeah. The first year in the Premier League where we finished seventh and got to the FA Cup final.
Yes.
We went out Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and all day Wednesday. Chilled Thursday, Friday, played Saturday.
But tell me this though, when you were on the pitch, you put the work in.
Yeah. Work got put in on the pitch. If like you had to, if you didn't work hard but you was out, you got told. Well, what were you doing there?
Yeah.
What are you doing there, brother? You were rubbish there.
Yeah, we saw you. You're like, doing too much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need exactly. to fix up.
If you can't do both, don't come out. Like you got told. But again, what got us through that year? And we were exciting that year, man, was the camaraderie.
Yeah.
We were like a band of brothers.
Mm.
You saw it at Highbury.
Yeah, I know, yep.
And you saw it at Highbury. And at Upton Park that year, you saw it. You know what I mean? You know, so.
You're not wrong. That's funny, because I remember speaking to, I know the Leicester lads, obviously, that won the Premier League. They said the same. They were out a lot, but they loved the party. But they won the league in 2015.
And weirdly enough, I don't know what it is, yeah, but I think footballers as well, because you play with so much adrenaline, yeah, I think you need it. It's just a weird release. Thing that it's like a release. Like, you know what I mean? I can let my hair down. You know what I mean? A little bit. I ain't got no hair. But.
I don't mean to pocket watch, but like the Czech Republic, the wages there, Iceland. Were they and Canada as well? Were they sustainable? Were they kind of fleecing?
I mean,
a little bit.
Obviously, different teams. You got different budgets, innit? I could talk about Canada, for example. Our owner was actually a billionaire, yeah, but she couldn't obviously spend the money, and it would be stupid for her to spend the money because she's not going to get no revenue back, really. But our highest paid player, I believe, was like 120 USD a year. So, I mean, it's a livable wage.
No, still
but, you know, I mean, as a footballer, what people are probably thinking about, oh my God, these guys, it's probably only that, what, the 5-10% at the top.
I think that's a great point, you know, because seeing England, and this is what people don't see, the other side of football, unless you're in the Premier League or top half of Championship,
that's it.
Like,
if I'm honest,
you don't earn the money that's perceived and that's put out there. The perception is not there. But you got players in, like when I went to Southend, got players like I couldn't comprehend some stuff that was going on. Like we got a big game. I'm going, what are you lot doing tonight? One of the boys, I got an Uber tonight. I'm Ubering.
Mm.
I'm going, what? We got a big game tomorrow.
Working Uber.
Working Uber. I went, what? We've got a big game like tomorrow. He went, yeah, but we lost one game this month.
Got to make it back.
I've got to make that money up for my lifestyle and for my bills. Because the fact of the matter is, because he's a professional footballer, there's a perception that comes with that.
Yeah, amen. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Which is dangerous.
Yeah.
But the perception is like they're earning thousands of pounds a week and they're not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But the footballing status gives you that thing of, I've got to be doing this. I've got to have this type of car. I've got to have that type of car. I've got to be going to this type of place. When the reality is,
can't even sustain that.
You can't sustain that.
You can't keep up.
You can't.
I got friends that I grew up with and played with, like doing very well, you know, Premier League, some playing abroad and that. You think if I was around them 7 days a week, you think I could be keeping up with what they're doing? I got to stay in my lane. You know what I mean? I don't know. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to say what you pulled up in. So you feel, I think you're doing all right post-career. Yeah?
It's that turkey move.
you're doing all right post-career. But most people, when they retire, they can't do what they were doing when they were playing. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I'm with you. Let's move on to the big debate. The big debate, you know, this is a section that we do regularly and we're bringing it back. It's, both of you have exactly 90 seconds to convince me if VAR has a place in football. So who's going to be for VAR and who's going to be against? Let's make a decision here.
Well, I'm against VAR.
God, you can argue for it if you can, George.
I'm always a devil's advocate at school. Good.
Perfect. We'll let Anton go first, and then I'll give you 90 seconds on the clock, Anton. All you have to do, like I said, give us 90 seconds to debate why it should stay.
Any rules?
But there is rules.
Yeah.
There is rules in place. And they are simply VAR, you cannot use the word VAR, referee, rules, or offside. So that's four, yeah? So you can't use the words VAR, referee, rules, or offside. Okay, right. So we're going to start with Mr. Anton Ferdinand himself. Let's go in 3, 2, 1, go.
The reason why I don't like technology in this sport is because the eye test is the most important thing. It's what keeps it exciting, you know? For instance, if I was still playing now, I wouldn't be able to play. I'd struggle because you don't get no celebrations. I'd be scared to celebrate if I scored because of the embarrassment, because there might be a decision that goes against me. But then also, like, I'd be scared to get injured. Because if the man in charge gets a decision and it comes later and I've already done a run, yeah, I'm at full intensity, I could pull up with a hamstring injury or a muscle injury, which is unnecessary because the eye test would have brought up the decision a lot quicker, you know? But I think the technology takes away the excitement of the game. The excitement from the game is all about what the eye sees, fresh to what the eye wants to see, you know? And I think because because football is a game of opinions, the eye test is something that is your opinion on what you saw, which creates debate and also keeps football exciting, you know? And I think that's why I'm not for technology in the sport that we love, which is football.
And we'll stop it there. Right, technology is good. I like that. It's a very, they like that. They like in that one. Technology in the game. It's good to. I forgot. Yeah, you can't use VAR. You can't use rules. You can't use refereeing. You can't use offside.
I'm just going to use his words.
That's why I allow. They're telling me this. I'm being told we can't use technology now.
What?
But I think that's a bit.
I can.
He's put me on handicap.
Do you know what? Because I feel like, you know, you've gone to the opposite side to argue it. You can use tech Because I'm with you, because I feel like you're right. I think, you know, you've gone the opposite side. I think it's quite easy to argue against VAR. But let's go for Jordan. You're gonna give us your reasons for, and I'm gonna start the clock in 3, 2, 1.
Listen, you were talking about tech, yeah? Excitement, this and that. Was it exciting when Lampard scored that goal against Germany? Was it exciting then? Because I think might have been exciting for the rest of the world, but I don't think it was exciting for England fans, to be honest. And as a person, as a man, yeah, when I play playing football or whether it's with my missus, I like to know where I stand. So if you're telling me, listen, this is the line, yeah, this is where the line's drawn, then I know I can't be past that line. If my toe is past that line, then, you know, I can't say the word, you know what I mean? But if my head's above that line, I can't, you know what I mean? I can't say the word, you know what I mean? But I think, to be honest, I think you can make it better. You know, you see rugby, how they do it with the TV screens, the prompts and everything. As long as you keep the fans involved and let them know what's going on, then I think the man in the middle of the pitch, you know, he can control the situation a lot
better. Who's the man in the middle of the pitch?
You know who the man in the middle of the pitch is, you know what I mean? But I think it can work, and we've been calling for it. That's the thing about it as well. Don't forget, 3-4 years ago, when it got introduced, people were calling for this to be a part of the game. And now it's here, you know, same as the weather. Oh, one day it's hot, oh, it's too hot in England. You know, one day it's cold, oh, it's too cold, need summer back. So, to be fair, I think that's my case. I've won.
he calls it. I'm watching. It's funny. We got a little look at his relationship as well. He said, "You know when the missus said, I need to know where I stand. I need to know where the line is." Yeah. I like how you brought in the real world. Yeah, the personal life there. Oh, I've got to pick a winner here. Oh, I didn't think this far ahead.
I didn't mind going last, because you remember what, you know what I mean. You remember what goes last, so.
Yeah, what do I go add to? He said the excitement, he likes to...
No, what's your opinion?
My opinion?
Yeah, what's your opinion? Forget about what we just laid out on the table. What is your opinion?
Listen, it's not about VAR, it's the people that are running it that are the problem. But anyway, that's my opinion. I think VAR, I like watching a game yesterday, or the other day, so I was watching Port Vale versus Arsenal. No VAR, lovely to watch. There was the ref was really good, didn't have to rely on technology. So, look at me even using the word technology. Didn't have to rely on VAR. I'm gonna go with Jordan won that one. Apologies, I'm gonna go with Jordan. So well done to Jordan for that.
VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
We're gonna move on to our next section. And one I really, really enjoy, boys. The Fantasy 11. Not just your standard starting 11 of players. We're going to do a fantasy 11 around household items. So I'm going to go by position to position, and you're going to give me anything that's in the household that you think fits that position. Okay, so have a think. We're going to move it quite quickly. So we're going to start straight away. Your goalkeeper, what household item would you choose to go in goal?
I know exactly what I'm choosing for goalkeeper.
Right, it's ready. Go on.
A mug. Because why would you want to put on some gloves and go and go? Why would you want to do that?
When you are GK Union,
I didn't even see that coming. I was thinking a mug don't move. A mug can't
exactly
do nothing.
Listen, I play Power League, yeah, on Mondays, yeah, and sometimes we don't have a goalkeeper. So I say, listen, I'll just go and go in it. It's not that difficult.
And you feel like a mug, yeah?
Yeah, I do feel like the ball hit me in the face the other day. I had to affirm it, but. I think, to be honest, like, a goalkeeper, yeah, you got to associate that with a mug. Yeah.
Oh, the GK Union are going to be fuming.
Yeah, they're going to be happy with you.
I'm inviting it.
Go on, that talk.
Oven gloves.
That's
oven gloves. Ooh, I'm going for.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'll tell sharp, you one thing. You know what I mean? Man, let's get down in that right hand corner. I don't want to sting my hand, you know. You know what I mean?
This is a strong start, lads. Yeah, I'll be honest, this is a strong start. Mm. All right, right back. This is a tough
right back.
Do you want a marauding right back? Do you want a one who's just solid in defence?
I would say like a tree plant, like, you know, the pots that you can have in, you know, in your house that is just in the corner.
Like a plant pot.
Yeah, plant pot. Sorry. Yeah. So you know that's in the corner, like that's right in the corner of your house, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Anton, you've got oven gloves for goalkeeper. Can you keep the? It's a tough right back's a tough one.
It is tough.
Versatile, you know, fullbacks was a position that not many people used to like to play. Or you're put there if you're a failed winger or pulled out of the midfield. But nowadays they're quite creative. They can invert. They can do few things. It's a tough one.
Depends what type of right back I'm going for.
Yes, this is what household item represents what you're going for.
I'm gonna go for a nice pair of shoes.
Nice pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Why? Because it will talk to us.
Because they've got to be able to get up and down.
Fair.
Yeah, they've got to be able to get up and down. But like you said, now right backs are cultured. Yeah. Mm. They play with style.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's making his
they
place.
Play with style.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, I forgot about modern right backs.
Yeah, they play true. With style. And they can make sure that the ball gets anywhere that it needs to get to.
The shoes.
That's why, nice shoes.
God, what's your style then? Just give me a pair, give me a brand that you like. Just, obviously, other brands are available. What's the nice pair of shoes? Just give me a brand that you associate with nice shoes. Or is it suit shoes?
You know what? I'm not a brand type of person, you know? It's what looks good on me, that's what I'm getting.
He came in a Nike.
Do you like today? Are you the type of person that you don't like to wear what other people are wearing as well? You like your own unique.
It depends. Like, I like a suit. I like to wear a suit, but you know, like, there's that style now where people wear trainers and suits. Yeah. I like it,
but I was never allowed.
The trainers have to be clean, and plain for me.
Yeah.
But you can't beat a nice shoe, man.
I agree.
With a suit.
And they're playing right back for Anton. Let's go centre back pairing. So, as a two, I've done my own one, but there's an obvious one here. But let me get your centre back pairing, boys. Come on, there.
Obvious one.
There's an obvious one. I mean, you're a Man United fan as well, so.
Oh, what? You're going to say, what? A fridge?
He knows!
You're violent. I know what he's talking about as well. That's crazy. No, man.
God, so what are you putting in? What are you putting in instead of that?
I was thinking of a fridge, you know. Because, to be fair, a fridge is essential. Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, it keeps, like, everything together. You know what I mean? And you do need that in your house. You know what I mean? You got the different compartments as well. Like, and obviously, that refers to, like, as a centre-back, nowadays, you can be a different type of fridge.
I love the explanations. Yeah. It's a staple in the household.
Yeah. The fridge can't turn, though.
So who's your person next to the fridge?
Fridge. Obviously, let's say you got a fridge that's just staying there, but you need something that kind of moves a little bit. Say curtains.
Curtains, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, curtains.
I don't know why I said that.
I love this. Curtains.
Yeah, I'll just leave it as curtains.
Okay. Anton, talk to us. Your centre back pairing. You can use this.
I'm gonna go freezer. Yeah.
Fridge. Freezer.
I want a freezer.
Yeah. That makes sense. Fridge and freezer. Yeah.
I want to freeze people up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Be cold on that. Keeping that back line together. Being cold.
Mm.
Yeah. And my partner would have to be. What would my partner be? Speaker.
Vibes in there, yeah?
Speaker.
Your vibes
you gotta
back.
Be vocal.
Gotta be vocal.
Yeah.
It's the most important part of that centre back. Listen, when you were successful as a team, Arsenal, you know why you're successful? The two stints where you won a lot.
Adams is there.
Adams.
There's you can even put Campbell in there, talks, yeah.
Communicators,
yeah,
they speak.
Who did you have to speak to the most on the pitch? And like whether it's a DM or even the striker, because you're not having what he's doing.
As a defender, I spoke with everybody. Mm. Like, because remember, the only other person is the goalkeeper that can see everything. But you're in a similar position as a goalkeeper. Centre of the pitch, you can see everything. Like, for instance, I got to communicate my right back, tell him to get tight to the winger. I communicate to the midfielder to block balls into the front man. I communicate to the winger to shut the lines down, to shut in between the lines so balls can't go between him and the midfielder. I speak to my centre-back partner. Yeah. I speak to the left-back, to the left-winger. And if the striker ain't holding up the ball and giving me a breather, I have to let him know what I've won.
Fair.
So I'm going speaker and a fridge freezer.
I like that. Yeah. I like that argument. Quickly, let's do quickly left back, then we'll go to midfield three. Just it could be anything here.
Left back.
What? Got to keep it short. You don't have to explain it. I want a short left back household item.
Left back. Let me think of...
What gets left back of in your house? Anton, if you have one, you can jump in.
Hard, you know?
Yeah, I think it's hard. First left back that come into my head was Cucurella. So I was thinking something to do with hair.
Yeah, go on.
I was thinking something to do with a comb or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a hairbrush or something. You know what I mean? Especially left backs.
I'm going brush.
Brush?
Yeah.
So I can brush away these wingers.
Yeah, fair. Go.
Brush in, and then and you're going, yeah, a comb. Or
yeah, let's go brush. I'm going to go brush as well, yeah.
Okay, boys, midfield three. Anton, I'll let you start because Jordan's done
midfield
a lot.
Midfield three.
Yeah.
I got the perfect
remote one. Control.
Yeah.
Control the pace of the game. Control everything. Control the volume.
I didn't even have that one. That's a good
remote
one.
Control.
Are we picking every midfield position or just like...
I've selected.
So if I pick a centre mid, I've got to pick two more after this, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you can have a DM and two
a
tens.
Remote or, control.
Yep. Where's he playing that midfield? He playing in the DM? Is he playing the ten? Is he playing the DM?
He's playing the eight,
the six, or the ten.
I'm playing with two eights. Playing one of the eights.
Oh, okay, okay, I like it. Yeah. Okay, controllers. Yep.
I'm playing, the other eight is going to be, if you've got a gym in your house, it's going to be a treadmill, because you've got to be a runner.
Mm. Fair.
Yeah.
Lifestyle, man said, if you've got a treadmill, you got to
Yep. And my six is going to be sugar.
Yeah, he's got to break up. Got to break up.
This is what breaks up stuff in the yard. A kid. Breaks everything in the yard. A kid.
We'll take that. A kid. We'll take that. Jordan. Let's go.
I'm going to say the DM, the six in the team, has to be a sofa. Because to be fair, in your house, yeah, you can have everything else, but you need a sofa. Like somewhere to, you know.
Yeah.
It's essential to everything that's going on. I'm going to say my eight is going to be a fork. Because it's got 3 points on it, and you need to be able to do everything in the midfield.
Go on, man.
Man, I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then I say my 10 is something that connects, you know, the front line together and the midfield together. So I'm going to say my 10 is going to be dessert. It's just that little cherry on the top.
Mm. A dessert.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, do you know what? I'm going to give you guys, yeah? We're going to rush through, not even rush through, we're going to go through the front three. But before we do that, I just want to just quickly just give you my midfield because I thought mine was quite intelligent. I did like the idea of the remote control. I liked the sofa. I went DM a chair. I went a 10, a sponge. Soaking the information. We're thinking, you hear me?
What type of sponge? You're talking sponge for your headpiece sponge for your hair or sponge for the...
Some people won't understand about the sponge for the headpiece, I was doing the original sponge. The sponge just wipe things down, but I use a sponge every day with my hair, so I appreciate that, Anton. And then the last one was lights, because I need light bulbs in my head when you're, you know, creative. Yeah. That was my midfield three, but the front three, let's do this, let's go.
The nine, hammer.
Oh, Hammerfoot. Think of that.
Hammerfoot. Hasselbank.
Hammerfoot.
Think of that. Fair, okay. So your striker's a nine. Okay, so your striker's a hammer.
Hammer.
Right wing and left wing.
Right winger. My right winger's going to be a belt.
A belt? A belt, yeah?
Yeah. Whipping in them balls.
I was getting PTSD.
Whipping in them balls. And left attacker.
That was a good one, you know.
What would left be?
Left winger. Jordan, make sure you're ready to fire off yours.
Would be a knife.
Yeah. I went that as a striker, knife. But I like that you've gone left. Okay, I like that. That's a good, strong front three. Jordan?
I'm going to say nine. I'm going to flip it. The nine's going to be a rolling pin because it's just, it's just, is strong, gets, you know what I mean? Gets like into people, you know what I mean? That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say.
Old school nine.
Old school nine, yeah.
That needs to come back.
Yeah, 100%.
They're trying to bring it back, but.
why do you think Chris Wood was so good?
Yeah.
True.
The old school nine.
Old school.
Basics. And people ain't used to playing against that.
Yep. I'm going to say left winger. Normally left winger is a bit more flary than the right winger. I'm going to say, you know, Drury. You know?
Drury. Nice. Yeah. Bling. All right. Yeah. All right. I like the you way you mean?
Especially
Flash.
If there's going to be anyone in the team, you want your probably your most confident player, especially nowadays, you probably want your most confident player to be, you know, winger. So left winger. So a bit of, you know, a bit of swaz, a bit of bling bling. You know what I mean?
And right wing.
Right wing. That's a good one. You said belt, you know.
Yeah, that caught me. I didn't. That was a good one.
Whippers. Yeah,
whiffers.
right winger. Boy, I think I might be stuck on this one. You know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a forfeit one then.
Now it's the last one.
Sorry.
I gotta throw anything out there. I'm gonna say like a blanket, a duvet. It's delicate. Like you could put the balls in the box. Like. Caress it,
right foot.
I'm gonna say like a blanket or a duvet.
Man said blanket, so start selling balls. I was speaking about. Where's this guy? Yo, we're on a radio show. No, chill. But all right, cool. Good 11s. I enjoyed that. Thank you, boys. I have to give it to Anton.
Yeah.
He thought about it in different ways. You know, can see when he's on the pitch, he's thinking differently. I like some of those reasonings for the household items. We're gonna close with our final section of the show. Real or fake, yeah? Real or fake. Now, I'm gonna give you some names of sports athletes and you're gonna let me know if their names are real or fake, yeah? Whoever wins and gets it right the most obviously wins this section. And we'll close off the day with an overall winner on today's VAR You Serious, brought to you by FUBAR Radio. Let me start with the first name, Hasmela.
Ooh.
Real or fake?
We both get to answer.
Yeah, you both get to answer. And I'll keep track of the scores.
Cool.
Hasmela.
Fake.
You've gone fake?
Sounds a bit. I'm not even going to offend anyone or say it's from this country or what, but I think it's real, you know.
Real. So you've gone fake, you've gone real. Anton takes the first point. This is not a real name. So well done. 1-0 to Anton so far. Let's keep going. Peter Panda. Real or fake?
Fake.
Panda. I'm gonna go real.
I'm gonna go real. He's brought it back and made it 1-1, Jordan. Former Wolfsburg player and former coach of Borussia Mönchengladbach, Peter Panda.
There you go.
Bro, some name, bro.
Some mad name, alright? Some mad name. Let's go. Let's go. Fabian Asman.
That sounds like a good name, you know.
I feel like I heard that before.
Fabian Asman.
I feel like I have.
Real name.
So you've seen an Asman. Name. You watch an Asman, okay, yeah?
Nah, steady on.
So you've gone real, Anton, for Fabian Asman.
I think, yeah, I've heard that before. I think that's real.
Man, I'm watching, man. And they're correct. He's an Argentine professional goalkeeper. Favorite is 2-2.
Carlos Tevez told me about him.
I was going to say, that would have been a story.
I'm joking.
Okay, let's go. Have a look, Dube.
Fake.
Have a look, Dube.
Fake.
You've gone fake as well. Have a look, Dube is a real name, a Zimbabwean. Bruh. A Zimbabwe.
I was actually going to go real, you know.
We're tired right now. Next one. Don King.
Oh, I thought I was the boxing promoter.
Don King.
Could be his nephew. Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
That's what? Dillian White called Chisora, isn't it? Donkey.
Real or fake? It's currently 2-2. The score's on the doors.
See, I don't even want to. How many more have we got after this?
Don't worry, brother. The ball is in play.
All right, listen. I'm going to go. I'm going to go fake.
You're going to go fake. You went fake as well.
Yeah.
Both of you are correct. Donkey is fake. It's 3-3. Can we get a winner? Stupidest soul. Stupidest soul. Stupidest soul. Stu. Pideso.
I'm going real.
You going real?
Stupideso.
Stupideso. That's probably the better pronunciation.
Pideso sounds a bit Hispanic. Stu. I don't know if they got any names called Stu in there. I'm gonna go with fake.
And you've gone real. Jordan's taking the lead.
Yes.
It is not real. Stupidiso is not real. Well, that is 3-2 or 4-3. I just know you're one ahead. Next one. Let's go. Nah, there's some madness in this. Bend over.
Oh my classic. Lord.
Is that a real name of an athlete? Bend over.
Fake.
I think I've bent over. I'm gonna say real. I think I've heard that before as well.
Sounds like a centre back up in Scotland or something. But it's not real. So Anton has brought it back to a draw. Fake. Oh wow,
there's only one
danger.
Industry that that's in, bro.
Okay, I'll be back. Real or not? I'll be back. I'll be back.
Real.
Real?
Yeah, it does sound a bit real.
I'll be back.
I'm gonna say real.
You're gonna say real as well. You both gone real. It's a fake name. Oh. Ain't no player called I'll be back.
You know what? When you say it like that, it's like, how the hell was it? But when you said it,
I'll be back. Sounds be good.
Back. Yeah, sound nice.
I'll be back. It's crazy. I'm gonna throw you off. This is the point of the host. Here we go. Next one, pig cage.
Wow.
Pig cage.
These are real people, yeah?
These are real people or not real people?
Not real.
Not but real. Some of them are real, that you're, we were saying. Yeah. Like, fake. I mean?
I'm going fake.
Fake.
See, I don't even want to feel like I'm copying them or anything, but yeah, I think you wouldn't name your kid that, would you? I think fake.
You said fake, you both said fake. It's a real name.
Bruh.
USA defensive back. So he obviously must play it in the NFL. But yeah, defensive back, Pig Cage.
I hope you don't hear this.
Imagine.
And this is the last one to win it, to win the whole. Well, if I'm honest, you could bring it back for the whole show today and bring it back by winning.
It's tied.
This wins the whole day.
Whatever you say, I'm going to go the opposite.
No, I was going to say that.
Oh, like the stakes are high.
Well, do you want to go first or?
Wait, let's see what the name is.
The name is Memorial Factor. Memorial Factor.
Fake.
Memorable Factor. Memorable Factor.
Fake. I'm going real. Just because I think you'd end the show on a real name.
Fake. Memorable Factor.
Fake. I'm saying real.
That is a name. Is it real or is it fake?
Fake.
Who wins today's VAR Are You Serious? Sports by FUBAR Radio, the whole day with Anton Ferdinand and Jordan Antonio Brown in the building. Anton's gone fake. Jordan's gone real. The suspense in the room. It's there. Jordan, congratulations, you've been the winner of today's show. Memorable Factor is a real name. It's a USA linebacker. Again, another NFL player, I believe. That is
NFL, man.
They got some mad
names.
Are they selling the names on the back of the jerseys over there, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, that might be. I don't know if that's a popular name, but I will be Googling it after
Pig
this.
Cage.
Pig Cage is a mad one.
That's mad.
That is mad.
It's a bit mad.
Well, listen, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today on VAR Are You Serious here at FUBAR Radio. It's been a pleasure having you both in the studio. And thank you to all of you that listened as well. Make sure you stay tuned to many more shows coming from the station FUBAR Radio. And we'll see you again soon. Take care. Peace.